Book 2, Chapter 9. The Death of Salome. The cities which Herod and Philip built. Pilate occasions disturbances. Tiberius puts Agrippa into bonds, but Caius frees him from them, and makes him king. Herod Antipas is banished. And now, as the ethnarchy of Archelaus was fallen into a Roman province, the other sons of Herod, Philip, and that Herod who was called Antipas, each of them took upon them the administration of their own tetrarchies. For when Salome died, she bequeathed to Julia, the wife of Augustus, both her toparchy and Jamrega, as also her plantation of palm trees that were in Phasaelis. But when the Roman Empire was translated to Tiberius, the son of Julia, upon the death of Augustus, who had reigned 57 years, 6 months, and 2 days, both Herod and Philip continued in their tetrarchies, and the latter of them built the city Caesarea, at the fountains of Jordan, and in the region of Panias, as also the city Julias, in the lower Golanitis. Herod also built the city Tiberias in Galilee, and in Perea, beyond Jordan, another that was also called Julius. Now Pilate, who was sent as procurator into Judea by Tiberius, sent by night those images of Caesar that are called ensigns into Jerusalem. This excited a very great tumult among the Jews when it was day, for those that were near them were astonished at the sight of them, as indications that their laws were trodden under foot. For those laws do not permit any sort of image to be brought into the city. Nay, besides the indignation which the citizens had themselves at this procedure, a vast number of people came running out of the country. These came zealously to Pilate to Caesarea, and besought him to carry those ensigns out of Jerusalem, and to preserve them their ancient laws inviolable. But upon Pilate's denial of their request, they fell down prostrate upon the ground, and continued immovable in that posture for 5 days, and as many nights. Footnote. We have here, in that Greek manuscript which was once Alexander Petavius's, but is now in the library at Leiden, 2 most remarkable additions to the common copies, though declared worth little remark by the editor, which, upon the mention of Tiberius's coming to the empire, inserts first the famous testimony of Josephus concerning Jesus Christ, as it stands verbatim in the Antiquities, with some parts of that excellent discourse or homily of Josephus concerning Hades, annexed to the work. But what is here principally to be noted is this, that in this homily, Josephus, having just mentioned Christ as God the Word, and the Judge of the world, appointed by the Father, etc., adds that he had himself elsewhere spoken about him more nicely or particularly. End footnote. On the next day, Pilate sat upon his tribunal in the open marketplace, and called to him the multitude, as desirous to give them an answer, and then gave a signal to the soldiers, that they should all by agreement at once encompass the Jews with their weapons. So the band of soldiers stood round about the Jews in 3 ranks. The Jews were under the utmost consternation at that unexpected sight. Pilate also said to them that they should be cut in pieces unless they would admit of Caesar's images, and gave intimation to the soldiers to draw their naked swords. Hereupon the Jews, as it were at one signal, fell down in vast numbers together, and exposed their necks bare, and cried out that they were sooner ready to be slain than that their law should be transgressed. Hereupon Pilate was greatly surprised at the prodigious superstition, and gave order that the ensigns should be presently carried out of Jerusalem. After this, he raised another disturbance, by expending that sacred treasure which is called Corban upon aqueducts, whereby he brought water from the distance of 400 furlongs. Footnote. This use of Corban, or oblation, as here applied to the sacred money dedicated to God in the treasury of the temple, illustrates our Saviour's words, Mark 7, verses 11 and 12. End footnote. At this the multitude had indignation, and when Pilate was come to Jerusalem, they came about his tribunal, and made a clamour at it. Now when he was apprised aforehand of this disturbance, he mixed his own soldiers in their armour with the multitude, and ordered them to conceal themselves under the habits of private men, and not indeed to use their swords, but with their staves to beat those that made the clamour. He then gave the signal from his tribunal to do as he had bidden them. Now the Jews were so sadly beaten that many of them perished by the stripes they received, and many of them perished as trodden to death by themselves, by which means the multitude was astonished at the calamity of those that were slain, and held their peace. In the meantime, Agrippa, the son of that Aristobulus who had been slain by his father Herod, came to Tiberias to accuse Herod the Tetrarch, who, not admitting of his accusation, he stayed at Rome, and cultivated a friendship with others of the men of note, but principally with Caius, the son of Germanicus, who was then but a private person. Now this Agrippa, at a certain time, feasted Caius, and as he was very complaisant to him on several other accounts, he at length stretched out his hands, and openly wished that Tiberius might die, and that he might quickly see him emperor of the world. This was told to Tiberius by one of Agrippa's domestics, who thereupon was very angry, and ordered Agrippa to be bound, and had him very ill-treated in the prison for 6 months, until Tiberius died, after he had reigned 22 years, 6 months, and 3 days. But when Caius was made Caesar, he released Agrippa from his bonds, and made him king of Philip's tetrarchy, who is now dead. But when Agrippa had arrived at that degree of dignity, he inflamed the ambitious desires of Herod the Tetrarch, who was chiefly induced to hope for the royal authority by his wife Herodias, who reproached him for his sloth, and told him that it was only because he would not sell to Caesar that he was destitute of that great dignity. For since Caesar had made Agrippa a king from a private person, much more would he advance him from a tetrarch to that dignity. These arguments prevailed with Herod, so that he came to Caius, by whom he was punished for his ambition, by being banished into Spain, for Agrippa followed him, in order to accuse him, to whom also Caius gave his tetrarchy, by way of addition. So Herod died in Spain, whither his wife had followed him.